Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, Beat the Bank. Big day for Beat the Bank yesterday. April McElroy won $620.
Yes, she did.
But we played twice a day, and along came Bridget Heath, who gambled after the vault said they had $800 for her, and she said, no, I'm going to keep going, and she ended up winning $1,000.
That girl scared the mess out of me.
I know,
Al. Crazy.
Like, $800. We're like, are you going to say stop or not?
Like, I know.
Can you hear?
We'll play Beat the Bank first time today, coming up in about 40 minutes. Your chance to win up to $1,000 when you say stop. You get to the end, closes on you, you get nothing. All right? I'm excited. But real quick, before we get to love letters, I would like to introduce to you the romantic moment of the day. Compliments of Kelly Raspberry and Tinder Wolf.
Oh, God.
See, y'all.
I come across these things sometimes.
He did this
sometimes.
For you.
No.
He did this for you.
No, this is apart from the Twitter one. This is a Facebook romantic moment.
Let me sit down.
Oh, no.
Al, your girl, Kelly Raspberry, is on Facebook with Tinder Wolf, who posts a picture of Tuscany, Italy. Beautiful scenery.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And Kelly goes, and let's go there.
Let's go there.
Uh-huh. And then,
that's what I said.
And then Tinder Wolf with the comeback goes with, say when.
Nice.
I love this guy.
He goes to this site called Earth Porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just these incredibly, of course, digitally enhanced pictures of the most beautiful things you've ever seen.
Stunning filtered images
of places
in the world. Yeah.
But it's like, wow, that's really pretty. Let's go there. You know, it's just like silly.
And my wife saw that and she goes, how come you don't post beautiful pictures like that? I'm like, what? Who does that?
Right. He's making it hard. See, that's a fire.
You're making it hard out there for a
pill. That's a fire. Guys need to know this. Now, you can do all this sweet stuff for your woman. That's great. I appreciate that. But you're also sabotaging your homies, because if we can't do it.
Here's a heads up.
Step up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I was reading, and this, I didn't think that was an overtly
romantic
gesture.
That was cool.
I was reading just a blurb from Miles Teller, who's in the Insurgent, Divergent, whatever movies.
Yeah.
And
Whiplash.
Yeah.
And he said he loves being romantic.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it because when he does those things, it's like being part of a movie. It's like, be romantic, guys, because it's like you're living out. If you want to, you dream of being on the big screen, then just be it in your life.
Yeah.
What harm can come from it? If you get stuck
she
with
laughs
some,
at you.
Yeah, exactly. If you get some unfortunate woman who doesn't appreciate it, I'm sorry about you.
Right.
But the majority of us would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Just buy a card every once in a while, you know.
No.
That's
more than a card, Al.
Even a card every once in a while is more than some people are doing.
Yeah.
It's a step.
It's a step.
It's a step.
Just that, you know, you don't want to go overboard, because then they're going to expect it all the time. Like, went to Mexico on vacation, right?
Yeah.
And Dr. Girlfriend flew in from Miami. I had a card waiting on the table, because she came in while I was already out, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, looking forward to a nice little week with you. Boom.
And
simple.
You don't know what a big deal
simple.
That is, that you actually, to see your man's handwriting on something for
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's so hot.
Just know where not to, you know, don't go overboard, fellas.
Now that we're warmed up, are you guys ready?
This from the man who meets a girl at a bar. You want to go to Mexico?
All right.
Got an extra ticket.
Hey,
that's not overboard.
Boom.
You got a nice butt. Can I buy you jeans?
Can I buy you a laptop?
Oh, don't
go to
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've always expected that when I had a teenager, everything would be a crisis. But my son is only 7, and you would think that the world is coming to an end at least 10 times a day.
Yeah.
He's a bigger drama queen than my 14-year-old daughter, and I don't know how to handle it. He spills something on his shirt. He takes it off right then and there and insists on a new one. Even if I have to bring it to him at school.
My son does that too.
He gets anything less than an A on a test and his life is over. He might as well just drop out now, because clearly he's going to fail the rest of his life. I don't know how to handle crisis after crisis, and clearly it's not slowing down. How can I make the kid tone it down? His dad tries to take him to do guy stuff to get some of his angst out, and it doesn't help. So now what, Cindy?
Yeah, that's an emotion. You've got an emotional child, a very sensitive emotional child. What do? Constant reassurance. I think not just taking him out to do guy stuff is, you know, make him a man because he's not being manly. I don't think that's it. But, you know, help him express himself in things he's really good at.
Right.
And kind of bolster his confidence.
Right.
You know, maybe he's good at art or something. You can just, you know, get him more involved in that and just praise. And hopefully get him through just an emotion. You got an emotionally sensitive child. sorry. I mean, that's kind of how it is. It's difficult for the parent because you want your child to be happy and all the time, and it's not always the case. Everyone's got different temperaments.
And along those lines, I saw an article that said that the three words that you could say to your son that are the most harmful, especially when they're growing up, is when something like that happens or when they start crying or show emotion and you say, be a man.
Yeah.
That is the worst thing you could do.
Really?
It's ruined, guys, I know, when emotions aren't welcome.
Yeah,
let him express his emotions. And some of it seems like a little overboard, but instead of punishing him for the way he feels, encourage him in the positive, when he's doing the positive emotions. And, man, I'm really proud of you. You know, you didn't cry when that happened. That was really, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
You know, if he feels, you know, whatever.
Way to take it. There you go.
Yeah.
Love letters.
Puff.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm married to a businessman who's never giving me any reason to question his faithfulness. Faithfulness. That's a tough one. But I do. I find myself sniffing his stuff when he comes home from work or from a trip to see if there's anything other than the scent of his cologne down there. My ex-husband was a serial cheater, and I felt like a tool at the end of our marriage, so I don't want to feel that way again. I want to catch this one cheating instead of being left for his mistress. Like I was with my ex.
If it ain't broke, break it, right?
My girlfriends tell me that I'm setting myself up to find something even if there's nothing to be found. I'm just trying to protect myself from being hurt again. Am I setting myself up, Kelly?
Yes.
Yes. If that's your only question, yes. Ugh. Don't punish this man for the sins of another.
I don't know how some women will take a perfectly good relationship where nothing's going wrong and they make something wrong.
Because,
you know what I'm saying?
Because another guy ruined it.
Guys do it too.
Yeah, guys do it too.
Yeah,
we do it to each other.
I don't believe every man's a cheater if I've been cheated on. You just got to, that's not one time. You're going to really mess this up if you don't stop.
Because
if you're doing this in private and he doesn't know about it yet, great, stop. Because he's going to find out. You can't trust me, and then it's going to just ruin everything. So please stop. Sit on your hands. Do whatever you have to do to avoid the temptation of doing the things that you're doing.
Because I've been there before, and it's not, you know, the doubt. And when you find yourself like, oh, I'm going to look through his email, and then you're going to find something that taken out of context, it's going to make you question the relationship, and then it's planting a seed.
Yeah.
And then I feel wrong about it.
And I'll tell you, most men are horrible at cheating. And you did catch it finally, right?
Eventually.
The thing is you don't have to look.
You don't.
They're so bad.
Yeah.
They just, I wouldn't, stuff will fall in your lap
at some point.
Cheating.
It'll just be right there in the
I wasn't
thing.
Good. I was not good.
That or the dog will bring something to you, right?
Exactly.
I was not good when I was trying to be out there and be a player, trying to have a woman for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, trying to have a Tuesday, Thursday, have a go out girl, have a stay. Dude, I was awful. I was the worst player ever. That's why I stopped. Because I wasn't good. I realized.
Tired.
I got tired and I wasn't good.
Stop ruining your relationship just because of the last guy.
Yep.
That's the hardest obstacle to overcome when you had a girl that was not treated very well by the ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I see that with my friends a lot where she wants to go out with her friends and she says, can I go hang out with my girlfriends? And he'll say, yeah, go ahead. And she goes, really? It's okay?
That's an opportunity.
Yeah.
I look at that as an opportunity to really shine. Like
if she had
a really crappy boyfriend before, dude, you're going to love me. I'm not going to be great. But I'll be better than him.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Does sibling rivalry ever end? I have one older sister, and we've always been more like competitors than friends. She's only a year and a half older than me, so we've had the same groups of friends and stuff. She was always more popular because she's older and better at stuff than me. But I thought once we got out of high school, it would all end. I was so wrong. Now the rivalry has moved on to the family instead of just friends. She will literally count the pictures in our mom and dad's house to see who has more. It's insane, and I resent her for it. I've told her how much it bugs me and how I want to be just sisters and maybe even like friends, but she won't let it happen. What can I do to maybe stop this stupid high school nonsense? That's from Kayla.
You can't stop her nonsense, but you can stop how you react to her nonsense. That's all you can do.
Uh-huh.
And don't you watch sitcoms and drama on TV? Sibling rivalry apparently never ends.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching a show about sisters, and they were all named like Georgie and Teddy. They all have boy names. The sibling rivalry just went on into their 40s and 50s. It's just part of it, especially between sisters, I've heard.
It's tougher when it's same sex, right? If it's two guys or two
I don't
girls.
Know. That's what I've always heard is there's always a sibling rivalry. But you can't change somebody else's behavior. You can just change the way you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's finding that she's not getting a rise out of you and you just shut down the conversation, not in an angry way, just Just don't care.
Just say whatever.
And then, yeah, just whatever. And don't let it affect you. She won't take as much pleasure in coming back at you the next time.
Right.
And eventually, if everybody treats her that way, she'll stop. Because, you know, what's the point of beating your fists and jumping up? It's like with a child with a temper tantrum. Uh-huh. You ignore them long enough, they're like, well, that's not working.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. I know it's easier said than done, but try to control your emotions and let it bounce off of you and see if it doesn't help.
Or anytime you buy something for yourself, just tell your sister, Mama bought me a car.
Yeah.
Mama bought me a car.
Love letters to Kelly.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do it every single Wednesday. And as you could tell, the advice is always
stellar.
Great.
Stellar was the word I was going to use, Al.
See,
oh, crazy.
Really?
See, yes.
Right there. Finishing
each other's
sentences.
He got to
right
it before
there.
I could.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I started selling drugs when I was 9 years old. I did it to feed myself. But it was music that played through my mind that kept me alive when I thought I was going to get shot. I need you to sing like you're going to die tomorrow. Like this is the last song you will ever sing. To the Empire.
You had to watch that. 21.1 million viewers for the season one finale of Empire. Joining us in studio dancing.
Dance party.
Jussie Smollett. And Yaz!
Yaz the greatest.
What's up? What's up? Jussie Smollett.
Hey, what's up?
Feel great.
How does that 21.1 million you said for the finale compare to the debut audience for your first episode? Because it kept growing every week. It got bigger and bigger, right? Do you even know the numbers from the debut?
Darling, we know no stats.
Yeah, no.
I was just curious.
We just know we're making a huge impact on people's lives right
now.
Yeah. What was the moment you guys knew, wow, this is really going to blow up?
Maybe the second episode.
Episode two?
Yeah, episode two. Like from the pilot.
Oh, that's when you turned out.
Yeah.
The
Empire writers over at Fox, they turned it up. And we knew, like, well, I knew people was going to resonate with the storyline, and they was going to love it.
So you knew when you were filming episode two?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is crazy.
When did you know you would never have to return to making pizzas at Pizza Hut?
Is that where you were working, Yes?
Yeah, I was working at Pizza Hut, man, making music, making pizza at the same time, and I got fired.
You got fired?
I got fired.
What did you get fired for?
Because I was writing my music, and I was, making the chicken, and my boss came in at the wrong time.
Funny. Did you have any acting experience prior to Empire?
No, this is my first
thing.
Acting.
Not a bad start.
Yeah. Is this the one, JC, you're telling me was found on Instagram or something?
Nothing. Did you send a song on Instagram to the creator?
No, I actually sent a direct message.
A direct
Instagram
message.
Just saying,
DM.
Just saying, Lee, I know that you get this all the time, but...
But I'm the one you're looking for.
But
I'm sure everybody says this, but I'm a singer, I'm an actor, I'm a songwriter, I'm a dancer, like, I'm Jamal Lyon. So, And then, 389 days later,
it worked.
We're talking about Empire.
Wow.
How many people auditioned?
A lot. I mean,
I don't know, but a lot.
A lot.
Pretty much
It was put out everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
You have to realize there are three roles for three actors of color that are all under 30 in this show. So
and only one white chick.
So that
was way more limited.
That right there also, because there's three ages of that basically probably brought out, every actor of color in Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah.
Now had Snoop Dogg already signed on when you guys get the roles, did you already know Snoop Dogg and Courtney Love are coming on, or is it something that just kind of started climbing as you guys started filming?
I only knew about Timbaland.
We knew that Tim, of course, was gonna do the music, but who did we know for sure?
Terrence Howard, of course, is gonna be
Howard. As far as guest stars go and recurring. I feel like Lee told me pretty early on about Courtney Love.
Yeah.
That's a really good friend of his.
Naomi. I found out about Naomi Campbell second episode.
Yeah.
Isn't that intimidating, though? Because she has such a reputation for being a bit of a diva.
Yeah, we were just going to throw something at
her. It was an honor. It was an honor to meet her.
She was
her.
So nice too.
She didn't throw anything.
She didn't hit you with
shade. Stop it.
No, she needs
to know. I like her. That's
she hit me with some knowledge. About fashion.
When do you find out you get to actually make out with her? Yes, because
the third episode when I'm sitting on the pool table, that's when I found out.
And you're like, okay, let's do this.
I mean, you say, let's practice.
Let's practice.
I did a couple push-ups in my trailer. I had to get it right.
I wasn't even working. I came to set. I was like, I'm going to see this.
Yeah.
You did, too.
Yeah, you got to Campbell.
Speaking of push-ups, yeah. I heard you say on another interview that Terrence makes y'all do push-ups after every scene. Is that, were y'all joking with that?
As soon as we cut, we do push-ups. And we go like 100 straight.
What?
Yep, us, the crew. It's
everybody.
Like a family thing, yeah.
Who's a push-up king, though? Who does the most?
I say Ferris.
I am when Trey is not on set.
No, I say
yeah,
Ferris. I say our camera guy Ferris. Yeah, he go.
I beat Ferris though. I'm not concerned about Ferris. Ferris Bueller's day off. We ain't concerned about Ferris. No,
he got that camera.
But
like
nobody
100
beats
pounds.
Trey, who plays Andre. Nobody beats Trey.
I beat Trey.
You ain't beat Trey.
He take more protein than me. That's why he's bigger. But I could take him down.
Let's reintroduce who we got in the studio.
Yeah, we got it.
Hey.
Jussie Smollett.
I didn't want to say
is it Silent T, Jussie Smollett?
He's trying to be all fancy.
I know.
And we got Yaz the Greatest.
Yaz the Greatest.
Who said you're the greatest, Yaz?
Yaz the Greatest.
The Greatest.
Greatest.
Now, Trey, you guys had that. He probably had his coming out party when you guys did the scene in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal.
That was some of the best acting I've seen by all three of you.
Thank you.
On network television, maybe even in movies, because it felt like I was legitimately sitting in an elevator with you guys, and
right.
You guys were going through some family-ish.
Yeah.
And you sang it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he scare you a little bit when he got into a character?
Yeah, his eyes were devilish.
Uh-huh.
He was sweating, and he wasn't talking to us all day. So it was kind of intense, and he was spitting in my face. So one take, I'm like, stop spitting in my face, Dre. They didn't keep
so
it.
Real, though. It
they
was
didn't
so
keep
real.
It, but,
yeah. It was so real.
Was Solange the influence for getting it on in the elevator?
It wasn't that kind of scene.
Not that elevator scene. We've had a couple elevator scenes.
Yeah.
But not for that one.
Does a lot really go down in the elevator at a record label?
Yeah.
When there's $1 billion on the elevator.
When it's your home and you know a lot of people can't go out and tell, yeah. Gonna be a lot going on in your house.
Now, Jussie, before Empire, there was a Mighty Ducks.
There was a Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Which Mighty Ducks were you in?
The first one.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to skate and all that stuff?
Yeah, I still do. Yeah, I still do.
Backwards too?
Yeah, man.
You know how to do it backwards?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not.
Brother can skate backwards. You're the only brother I know who can skate.
What's on ice? It's not on roller skate.
I know how to do that on ice.
That's
on
even harder.
Ice skating, rollerblades, or roller skates. I could do that.
So you're going to go to the mall we just came from and skate downstairs?
Because there's a mall where we are. And
there's ice skating ring.
Now you told everybody where you're staying.
Can you get out there with your friends and do the V?
I absolutely would. The flying
That's
V.
The one thing I could never figure out is the backwards skating. You keep the one foot straight and you wiggle the other one, and I just sat there.
Yeah, I was going to have an ice skating party for my birthday this past year. Smarter minds prevailed.
We told them.
I was just going to put up an ice skating rink in my parking lot and then just do it.
Yeah, that's kind of dope, though.
Yeah.
I may do it next
fun.
Year.
Except for all the people getting hurt, and then he's liable for it.
The ice skating rink was only about six by 6 feet, so only one person could fit, and then it started raining.
Okay, I get it.
We're going to be a huge ice skating rink.
Yeah. Well,
but it's so cool because, Jussie, you've been in the business for... forever.
Forever.
As a baby. And yeah, you're just coming in.
This is my debut. I'm 21 years old.
Yeah, but do you feel like some resentment from actors who have put in the time and then here you come or you get the first out of the gate, you're on a hit show.
They could be so much, you know, Hollywood and not as giving as they make it comfortable for me to create and get in my zone.
First of all, he's legit. And second of all, you look at the three brothers. You look at Trey. You look at myself, you look at Yaz. Trey went to Yale School of Drama. Mm-hmm. I've been working since I was 4 years old. And this is Yaz's first job.
Working at Pizza Hut.
Not my first job.
Yeah,
come on now.
His first acting job. Yeah. I mean, his first acting job.
Pizza Hut.
Like, come on, guys. He's just got his green card to go work.
At the same time, we're all in the same place. Yeah. Completely different journeys, but we're all in the same place. So I think that says something right
now,
there.
Now, Yaz, you come from West Philadelphia, born and raised. Like,
where the playground is where I spent most of my days. Shooting out Matt Dan, that's how good I shoot some
people. All outside of the school.
With a couple of guys. Started making trouble in my neighborhood.
I got
terrified, my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and Uncle Bel Air.
I wish the boy Cab and Winter came near. The lights were blazing fresh and had a dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare.
But I thought not forgetting your home to Bel Air.
Y'all are really
out of line. I heard it.
The best part about to come up to.
Y'all are really out of line.
Y'all are really out of
line. I'm just kidding. I'm having a rain and I yelled, say, Cab, you home. See you later. Look at my kingdom. I was finally there. Sit on my throne. That's the Prince of Bel Air.
How do you get discovered when you're making pizzas and you're just doing music at Pizza Hut? Because Jussie is an actor. He sent the DMs on the down low.
And he already was established.
And he was established. How do you go about
I don't know about established, but...
You did
stuff. You had a resume.
This is my first pop, you know, in Dallas. So everything is a new experience for me.
How do you do that? So a kid listening, working at Pizza Hut right now, writing music. How'd you just... Sent in a demo?
Was a really good pizza.
When I got fired, I just stayed on my music, and I just got signed to a recording deal, so I was working on an album, so that was good. I was blessed. And I heard about Empire, so I had to choose the record deal or Empire. So when I found out Timbaland was a part of it, of course I wanted to, you know, do both. You know, I could make my career more dynamic.
Yeah.
So I did it. Lee Daniels, he wanted me to do an audition. I sent it out. And I woke up with a first class ticket in my email.
Nice.
God is good. God is good.
Okay, I'm imagining you didn't make a ton of money making pizzas.
Well,
and I'm sure it's a little bit better today.
Yes.
What's the first thing you bought yourself?
The first thing I bought myself.
Pizza!
I moved to LA. I just moved to LA in Calabasas. Uh-huh. So that was the first thing I purchased. And I'm saving up to buy my mom that house I promised her.
There you go.
The show is based out of New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys film in L.A.
Chicago. Well, it's Chicago. Based out of New York, but the Lions are from Philadelphia, uh-huh. West Philly.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why you fit in so well.
See, I'm going to be honest. I just completed episode 2. I was going to try to binge watch.
I know.
Jussie, come back.
No, I got them all on DVR.
Look, Red.
And I'm very happy with the 2 episodes I've experienced.
She will.
But here's the problem. Everybody's already spoiled it for me because they told me, and I know it's my fault.
We can't help it.
I mean, there's been so many twists and turns. I mean, we're left with some big cliffhangers. When do y'all start filming season 2?
Summer.
So you just have a couple months off. Well, that's a few months.
Yeah.
Well, so you're touring.
We don't have any months off.
No, we don't have any months off.
We're touring.
We're touring, and then also we start back, I think a month before that, recording the music for some of the music for season 2. Mm-hmm. I look at it like this. I'm like, people that work normal, everyday, real,
9 to 5,
you know what I'm saying? 9 to 5s, and I did that for so many years. It's like you get a couple weeks off of vacation if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of we're good.
Yeah. It's not work when you love it, too,
no,
honestly.
No, it is. I mean, it is work, but at the same time, it's still... there's not everybody in the world can say that they're working doing something. You can't... Not everybody supports themselves by doing what they love.
And you know, and our fans, they'll be like, are your hands tired? Look, guys, they're still smiling. So, you know, it's good.
It means so much. And
I can't believe it's so early in the morning. There are people out there.
Oh, see you guys.
I can't see.
That's crazy.
There was an event last night, the one that you guys did. You guys had around the building, people are wrapped around the building to
crazy.
See you guys.
It's lovely.
I'm like, they must be having a serious special on wings or something.
Yeah. And it's because you guys have...
Because Yaz is in the back making the wings.
Yeah. Writing some songs.
Rapping and cooking.
You guys have the number one song on Billboard right now.
What's that?
The Empire soundtrack.
Yes.
The whole soundtrack.
Well, we ain't number one no more.
I mean, you were.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, brother.
Beat Madonna?
Yeah, you beat Madonna.
Out the gate.
Yeah, Madonna.
We did.
But Madonna, Madonna.
Queen Madge all day.
Is it tough to separate, though, you know, Jussie from going from Jamal, and now you want to do Jussie's music?
Musically, no. I mean, this is what we do.
Right.
You know, so it's not tough because... Yeah, like I said, this is what we do. So mm-hmm. the proof is in the pudding. You know, the music is
Putin's
a little bit
good.
Different. Yeah. the music is a little bit different for Empire because, you know, there are certain things that we cannot say, you know, because it's still, you know.
National television.
Music for television. But we go there for the most part. But then with our own personal music, it'll be a little bit more, you know, you might hear... Bad words, but I won't say them on.
Right.
Let's just say if you like Jussie and Yaz, I mean, if you like Jamal and Hakeem, you'll love Jussie and Yaz.
Okay,
musically.
They're the same people.
Yes, you got
different musically.
Yeah.
Different musically.
Mm-hmm. You got
different levels of it.
Your song out right now is called Respect.
Respect. Well, that's an old song.
That's your old song.
That's what got me signed.
That's the song that got you signed. And you can get that on iTunes if you want to check out what
Respect, a little freestyle.
What he was spitting that got him on a TV show.
Yeah.
That's what you got to go
All right,
at.
Both of you, dream guests for season two.
You.
Oh, get out of here. I can't.
Shit, come on.
I can't sing.
Oh, you want...
I'm kind of...
I mean, you could try to have...
they have the one white woman quota.
That would be fun.
A groupie?
Yeah.
A groupie?
A non-singing groupie.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, not everybody.
So much value.
So
much value.
Here's Jenna's audition for Empire.
Raps. She raps, though. Play her. Play him the rap.
Why would you play that?
That's the only one I had.
Hey. Yay.
Out of all my raps.
That's the only one I had in front of me.
You got a general.
The Lord be putting it down. I'll be heaven bound. I told your mother, nope.
Oh.
I'm not cussing now. Put the Cheetos down. Hey. I'm less than 40 days. And if you tempt me, fool, then get out my way.
Oh.
I'm craving chocolate now. Then hook up with Al.
So we got skills.
I don't know. Yeah, bars.
Okay, yeah.
She got bars.
Honey.
Okay, besides me. Dream musical guest.
Denzel.
You want Denzel?
Can Denzel sing?
No, he doesn't have to sing.
He can sing while he's killing somebody. I kill somebody.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
With Training Day Denzel that sings.
Yeah. Oprah's coming on?
Is Oprah coming on?
I heard might. Oh, they know something.
There's so many rumors.
Know.
You never know. Everybody's
Oprah was supposed to play Camilla.
Really?
Shut up, yeah.
No, she was not. I was going to say.
Now, that would have been.
Not another room.
Taraji wasn't always supposed to be Cookie, right?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Because another actress is saying that ain't true. I won't bring up any names.
She's so sassy, but I thought she was coming up with all her lines with Boo Boo Kitty and Carter.
Yeah, she does.
That was all Taraji?
Look, Taraji she makes them up.
Because I read that Danny, one of the co-creators, he watched a bunch of Kanye West interviews to learn the lingo.
Yeah,
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure.
Danny is this little Jewish guy, and he's literally like, and I rep hard for him because I'm black and Jewish.
That's
like,
your
I'm
dude.
Blue-ish. Yeah, you're blue-ish.
And I'm like, Danny, I'm so concerned. You are this straight Jewish dude, and you write really good for a gay black dude character. What's the deal?
What'd he say?
He just knows. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's as knowing as anyone else. It's
right.
It's pretty crazy.
And it's been really crazy because I was watching some interviews with Terrence Howard, and he was saying behind the scenes, you can't put this on television. The audience isn't going to accept a gay black character. And now, has it been really interesting to see just how accepting people are of the storylines and where the show is going?
Yeah, but I think that it's been the presentation of it all, that it's been presented in a very truthful way and not a stereotypical way, it's a way that it's about the humanity of the story, as you know, instead of strictly what, you know, alienates people. It's really about what brings people together.
E.T. phone.
I say people are afraid of what they don't understand, and so when they're getting to see it in an entertaining way, it helps with the acceptance.
It's great.
You know?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I don't
it's
have
2015. Fight. You got to love.
Love. Every
love.
Yeah, you said that on Twitter yesterday. Say something nice to somebody or tell somebody you love them.
Yeah, you're tell somebody they matter.
There we got Jussie Smollett and Yaz the Greatest in studio with us. Yeah. Will you guys stick around for a little bit and help us give away some money?
Absolutely. You guys are making
some money.
Y'all giving away money to us?
Not to you guys.
No.
I told you about that house, right?
We need y'all to give us some so we can give it away.
I mean, I'll kick you $5, Jussie, if you need it. But we're going to play Beat the Bank, your chance to win up to $1,000, as long as the vault doesn't close on you. It's coming up next.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's that time to give away up to $1,000 with our fun game we call
Beat the Bank.
Woo! We're looking for... Give me a number, Jussie. We got Jussie Smollett and Yaz the Greatest from Empire and Studio.
A number from what to what?
Any number. Give me a prime number.
Prime number.
Any prime number you want. That just don't
come on, my hand getting tired.
Wait, can I do 1,000? Can I
No. A caller.
Up to 30.
We'll be here all day.
Call it 21.
Okay, there we'll do 21.
Not
but
exactly
prime.
Not
prime number, but that's okay.
Right.
I mean, 21. That's my age.
You're a guest in our house.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Bridget Heath won $1,000 yesterday. It could be you today.
Yeah.
While we wait, let's keep chatting with Jussie and Yaz.
From Empire. I got to say this. I got to apologize for some of the people behind the scenes here.
Why?
Normally, we have guests in, and we have some food. Somebody dropped the ball.
Oh, man, we
normally have food here, and I feel bad.
Yeah.
We
don't but with a bacon food. And stuff, like.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have a weenie. We don't
normally,
have a,
we have, like, full catered for our guests. I don't know what happened.
Hey, hold up.
I know. I feel bad.
Maybe next season.
Season two.
It wasn't in for season one budget, guys.
So I'm going to have to take
it. Some popcorn or something?
Don't bring up popcorn around, JC. Popcorn. It's very painful.
I told Jesse and Yaz my popcorn story from when I first moved to the States.
And it changed.
That's very inspirational. The deep bonding stories with you guys. They're playing it down. These two guys have come in since day one, episode one of Empire, and just giddy in the morning, like a girl that had gone on a great date the night before.
They I haven't watched a show like this since 24. Yeah. I mean, really, I haven't watched a show like this since 24. And I'm
since you were 24?
That was a long time ago, bro.
See, don't go there.
Wow. Yeah,
but I'm serious. JC and I kind of bond over this show every Thursday.
And I actually come in every week because it's like I started following you guys after like the first episode on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing how much you guys grow week by week, I come in and I'm so proud of those guys.
He did a drip drop parody.
I did a... Yeah.
You did?
Oh,
where's that?
Trying to hide that?
You play it?
Is it Slip?
No, you can play Baby Girl's Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Al did it. Something on Kelly's mind. She wearing a teddy. Oh. I think she's Skyping Boo. While it's Big Al goes through Boo. Jenna passed out because her Xanax reliable. Sleep, that's a no. We want to get it when we on that bus. We want to get it, but Big Al snore. And sound like a bore.
It's
a
dying
bore.
Okay. All right.
It's about going on a road trip.
All right.
Yeah.
Turn it off, Shannon. It's embarrassing.
We're talking about going on a road trip in a big RV, and so that was a parody.
I've seen a movie like that.
Yes.
A great movie like that.
Are we there yet? Was that
with Ice Cube?
I'm not sure. Meet the Somebodies.
Oh, the Meet the Fockers. Yeah.
No.
Meet the Parents?
Meet the Millers.
That movie was hilarious.
Yeah.
They had a scene where they showed the dude's parts. After he got bit by a spider.
That's what you remember? Yeah.
And then there's also that great road trip movie starring the great Britney Spears.
Which
oh,
one?
Crossroads.
No, you're not, Jesse.
Crossroads.
Jesse, are you mocking it or do you really love
I would
love...
never mock Britney Spears.
Thank you.
Good.
She... You are my soulmate.
She is. I love her.
I love her. I want to hold her and pet
she
her
does.
Head.
Don't
I
you think that the Blackout album was her best album?
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
I think it is.
Debate going
I
on. Start it.
Go. I think she went hard.
She did go hard.
She wasn't doing her dwarf.
What is
I'm
going
very proud
hard?
Of
yo,
her.
On the cover, she had black hair.
I know. I wasn't a fan of the black hair. Al, for my Christmas present, gave me tickets to her opening night in Vegas.
That's dope.
It was. Dope. Have you seen her in Vegas?
No, I haven't.
I did.
Oh, dude.
No, I haven't seen Britney Spears in concert since I was like 16, which means she was like 17.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Have you guys, speaking of seeing people in a concert, have you been able to pull the star credit now from Empire and get in anywhere with the award shows and concerts and stuff going on?
Yeah.
What?
Why not?
Ashley and I went to the Clive Davis Grammy party.
Yeah.
We saw everybody. I'm so
not yet a woman.
See?
We went to the Clive Davis Grammy party and saw everybody from Pharrell to Sam Smith to Johnny Mathis to the great last living Bee Gee.
And you walk in and they know you.
That's what was so weird. I was sitting at the same table with Joni Mitchell and Sheryl Crow. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, it was weird.
Do I get along? Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
We're chatting with Jussie Smollett from Empire, and Yaz the Greatest. Who's that one person you've met now that you guys, because everybody knows who you are because of that show. Who's that one person where you had to keep it real cool when you met them?
Like you are right now, JC?
Like I am right now.
Because they knew
who had to be.
Because you knew who, and because you're a crazy
Yeah, like
fan
you had to contain your
Mariah
fanboy.
Cares.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she requested that I introduce her at this thing. And then
I
so
saw
when,
the picture.
Yeah, when they called me and they said that she, my publicist is so dramatic. So she called up and she's like, are you ready?
Oh,
I'm like, what's up? And then she says, someone asked that you introduce them. I'm like, who? I'm like, yo, Pam, if you say Janet Jackson or Mariah Carey, like, I'm going to jump off a bridge. And then she's like, don't jump off a bridge. You have to introduce Mariah Carey. And I'm like, holy what? So, yeah. I went and I introduced her, and she was so nice and smells like rain and calla lilies. Just, she's perfect.
I'm going to assume that smells good.
Yeah,
imagine if Janet Jackson's, oh, maybe you can get Janet to make her comeback on Empire.
Janet. Yes. Janet, Mariah, or Brandy is who I want.
Well, Jussie, lucky for you, we have Mariah on the phone. Hey, Mariah.
Hey, this is Mariah.
All right, we got to go.
Oh, Lord. I'm
really excited for a second.
Let us see. Look, Mariah, we need you. We need you, Mariah.
His eyes lit up.
For a quick second, I was like, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to get you all
going. Now, Yaz, who's that one celebrity for you?
This one, American Idol, J-Lo. It was a J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
J-Lo.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We was looking.
Got to keep
J-Lo
your composure. You got to keep your composure.
You didn't get to meet J-Lo?
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I was in an interview one time, and she walked by, and it was so embarrassing. It was during the Fox TCAs, and she walked by in the middle of the interview. It was like with the insider or something. I'm like, J-Lo!
You screamed at her?
Yes, and she turned around, and she's like this. She's like.
Oh. That's what Rihanna did to me.
She hasn't seen Empire yet.
You gotta keep your composure. She's such a beautiful Latina woman, and I love my Latinas.
Well, yeah, J-Lo's on the phone right now. She wants to call you.
Big Daddy.
Oh. Hi, J-Lo.
Oh, Lord.
Big Daddy? All right, you guys want to give away some money? Will you help us?
Yes, let's go. Actually,
can we give away $1,000? Like, yes. That's what I'm trying to do.
Can we give away $1,000 of our money?
Well, we never know.
Sure you can.
Whoa.
Sure
what?
You can.
Yeah. Hey, y'all can give away whatever you want.
You can double it.
Yeah, I mean,
double
it. Don't put it.
You want to double it, Jess?
Don't do that. No.
No, why?
I'm good.
Come on, let's double
look
it.
Look at the new guy, and he's like, I've been in the business a while.
Hold on to my ears.
Yes, we got to save our money, man.
Just think MC Hammer every time you get wanted to just get
MC Hammer just retweeted me this morning.
Darling, we're number one in America.
God. That's so funny that you say that, and we were watching MC Hammer.
Oh.
Yes.
But remember, he lost it all. He's doing okay now.
Yeah.
Hold on to your money. Don't be giving it away to radio people.
Me
I hear you.
Let's say hello to Daryl Baker. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Daryl Baker.
Daryl.
You got your phone up.
Daryl, what an honor. You're being introduced by Yaz and Jussie from Empire.
He don't care.
He's like, who's that?
It's already a good day.
It is a good day.
Tell us a little bit about you, Daryl.
I'm getting ready to go to work, but this is going to be a good way to start the day.
Dang right.
All right.
Daryl, you better get this money, son.
Mm-hmm. Daryl, you know the rules?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Oh, you do know. All right.
Yeah, we're going to play different dollar amounts, and you have to yell stop at the dollar amount you want it to stop on before the vault closes. And if you beat the bank, that money's yours.
Uh-oh. But if it closes, Daryl, you'll get nothing if that closes, okay?
But you'll like it.
That's sad.
I know, it's sad.
So don't be
but
sad.
But it's happy if you do get something.
All right.
Uh-huh. Here we go, Daryl. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Oh, and by the way, Daryl, you must say stop, okay?
Really loudly.
Really loud. Don't say the dollar amount. Say stop when you want us to stop. Because that almost happened to Bridget yesterday, and she almost didn't win her $1,000. It was close.
Let's
all right. Daryl, let's beat the bank.
$390.
That's on the side.
$60.
Ooh. Ooh. You don't want that.
$580.
Ooh, I would have liked that.
Stop.
Oh! Stop.
At $580.
$580, my man.
Is that loud enough? Stop.
Yeah,
Daryl.
Daryl, you just got $580, my man.
Yeah, boy.
I told you it was a good way to start the day.
Yeah.
Apparently,
tell your coworkers that.
We got it, but you got to. Me and Yaz are going to keep $80 and going to split it 40 and 40 so you get $500.
Because we got to catch a cab. We got to leave.
I thought y'all were gonna double it.
Right, that's Yaz talking over
there. That was Yaz the greatest talking.
They're still on season one, Daryl. You gotta catch them in season like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to see what he could have won real quick?
Yeah.
Let's see what you could have won, Daryl.
Stopped it early.
All right, here we go. Play it, Shannon.
$450.
So far, so good still.
$530.
Mm-hmm. Whack.
Yeah, it's still good.
$110.
Ooh.
Okay.
That dipped too low. They went for a million on it, dipped too low.
Oh.
$720.
Oh, damn, your life sucks.
$740.
Oh,
$460.
Ooh, okay. Dip back down. You're good.
It's painful.
$850.
Oh, God.
What?
Hey, don't cuss, Daryl.
$760.
Oh, it's high amounts all day.
$430.
$880.
His ball is real slow.
It's long.
A long ball.
7-10.
Oh, slow game, wow. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Highest amount was 800.
You know what? You still got 580.
580 is not bad.
Anything over 500, I was going to stop.
There you go.
All right, there you go, Daryl.
There you go, Daryl.
Daryl Baker just scored $580. You enjoy that money, Daryl.
How am I
going
to spend that money? Well...
Yeah, what like you gonna buy, Daryl? What are you gonna use it with?
What
are you gonna use it for?
Something. We're gonna take my wife out on a nice weekend.
There you go, brother.
Oh, that's nice.
That'll come in real handy. I
my dude.
It.
What there are you going?
Don't take her to Vegas. I can tell you're not a gambling man.
You could just buy her a whole bunch of the Empire soundtracks, which is available right now everywhere.
Quick plug.
Daryl, enjoy your money, okay, buddy? Hang on for us.
I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Yeah, get the Empire soundtrack. It's on iTunes. When are you gonna come out with your album, Jesse?
Next year.
Next year.
We're really concentrating on the soundtrack, obviously, right now.
Of course.
And also, obviously, season two, which we're getting ready for.
And yes, you're working on yours too?
Yes. I mean, I'm always in the studio recording. Yeah. I'm in the studio tonight.
You're in the studio right now.
I'm in the studio now. Mm-hmm. I'm in the studio all the time.
Yeah.
We might as well drop something right now.
Yeah.
Well, dude, we're proud of you, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank
you know,
you so
do, going out there
you.
Doing it for black folks.
Thank you.
I'm
proud of you, son. Thank you.
We're so glad you guys came in. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram. Jussie Smollett with 2 T's, not 3. That guy's a fake.
Yo, there's
Jussie. Did you follow him first?
Jussie Smollett with 3 T's.
We
already got into that. And also, Yaz the greatest. Yaz has 2 Z's.
And this is my only account.
Go create the fake one with 3 Z's, please. Anything else you guys want to get off your chest before you go to wherever you're
going?
I
got something to get off my chest.
Go ahead, Yaz.
What you got?
I wasn't going to do it on syndicated radio.
Uh-huh. Do it, Yaz.
Yeah, that's cool.
Come on.
I just want to say thank y'all for having us. This was fun, man.
Thank you, man.
This is lovely.
It was a pleasure having you guys. Make sure you watch Empire if you haven't caught up yet, Kelly Raspberry.
I've got it all on DVR.
All right.
I see Hulu has it, right? They got the rights to it.
They're watching that in Spain now.
Yeah.
Ooh, Hulu. España.
In Spain. Mm-hmm. So shout out to all our Brazil and London and Japan fans.
Hey, we're on
overseas.
Our American Forces Radio. They're listening all over the world right now.
We love y'all. Thank y'all for supporting.
So we love y'all too. Thank you so much for stopping
Thanks,
by.
Thanks, fellas.
Come back next time you're in town.
We'll have food next time, I promise.
Yeah.
You sure?
You know what? I'm going to New York.
We're
going to go back to Chicago and shoot season 2, and we're going to send you a big old bucket of Garrett's popcorn.
Let's do it.
And ain't nobody going to take it away.
No way. My popcorn. It's my popcorn.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
This is one of our favorite parts of the morning because somebody's going to win $1,500 right now.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Thanks, Tasty Cake. Big Al Mac, who won our elementary school division yesterday?
Yesterday, we announced the winner of our elementary category in Miss Kaysen's second grade class from Miller Elementary in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Yay!
Took home the prize.
They're eligible for the grand prize, which is a Skype session with One Republic, with the band.
Uh-huh.
And One Republic will also share their video with their millions of followers, thus making it viral.
Yep.
Instantaneously.
Now, today we announced the winner of the middle school division.
Yeah.
Before we do that, we do have some honorable mentions, Jenna.
A lot of good ones. Again, a lot of good videos sent in.
All right, I got to switch up my micage going on here after the Empire guys left. Get my mic back.
Oh, you mean Jussie Smollett and Yaz the Greatest?
Did you get the digits?
Oh, no. Hey, Yaz and Jussie, feel free to drop your cell phones.
They're gone.
Set that up beautifully.
She set it up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yaz followed me on Instagram, so we're friends now.
She set it up for you.
Can you DM someone on Instagram?
Yeah.
It's weird to ask to be friends.
Hey, JC, you see what's over there, don't you?
Oh.
A leftover Red Bull can with one of their DNA.
I think it's Jesse's.
Yeah,
it's Jesse.
And by the way, they did have breakfast. They had 8 eggs, cheese.
They said they did.
A fruit thingy and Red Bull. I just want to make sure you guys knew that.
Yeah, they said they did.
I just want to make sure Al knew.
Absolutely. Okay.
We just would like to have maybe a catering. You know, we are the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
You would think we could do a better presentation for our guests.
I know.
I specifically took their order, and I specifically gave it to them.
There's nothing wrong with styrofoam, Kelly.
That's fine.
Kelly wants like a little hot plate.
Little Sterno cans.
Back to Clash for Musical. By the way, the interview with Jussie Smollett and Yaz Greatest will be put up on KidNation.com later. But back to Clash for Musical.
Yes. Yeah, back to Clash for Musical, because we still have two other categories to crown a winner of, and then both of them will also be in the running along with Elementary School for the grand prize. Little meeting with One Republic, the Skype session. So anyways, let's do the honorable mentions. This is for middle school, grades 6 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome job with these videos. So even if you didn't win, we were thoroughly entertained.
Yeah.
So here are three honorable mentions. We have Christy Marquette's class from Waycross Middle School in Waycross, Georgia.
There you go, guys. Good job.
Miss Marquette's class.
Yeah. And then Bianca Pittman's class from Kruger Middle School in San Antonio, Texas.
That's a great video. I like
Kruger
that.
Middle School.
Yes.
All right.
And Jessica Ward's class from Bonnie Bray Elementary School in Fairfax, Virginia. All
right.
Great videos.
Thank
Yay. Again, if we didn't mention your video, we still like it. It's just, you know, only one can win.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, we'll announce the runner-up. This classroom will receive a Tasty Cake Party.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Tasty Cake parties don't stop.
Mm-mm, they don't. They keep on
that
going.
That sugar high lasts all day, teacher.
Well, luckily for you teachers, the kids go home eventually.
Yeah.
The runner-up. Trey Cummings' class from Belle Chasse Academy in Belle Chasse, Louisiana.
All right.
Enjoy that Tasty Cake Party.
Thank you, Mr. Cummings, for having your kids do that for us.
Mm-hmm. And now we have the finalists on hold.
Yes, we have
the winner.
The winner, right? We're announcing the winner of Classroom Musical. This is the middle school division, grades 6 through 8, from Monroe, Louisiana. Ryan Powell's class at Sterling Middle School.
You won, Mr. Ryan Powell.
Yo.
Only dogs could hear that.
I know. The cell phone.
Cell phone now have ruined the screen.
Oh,
push the screen.
That's nice.
All right.
Is that the normal reaction?
Yeah, that's a... Oh,
that's great. Mr. Powell's...
Children, be quiet. The principal is going to show up.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
That's all right. Mr. Powell, tell us a little bit
Hold
about
up,
your...
I want to talk to you.
Can't hear. Mr. Powell, tell us a little bit about your class, about getting your kids involved in this project.
They're still screaming.
Oh, the other faculty is coming. I'm getting them riled up.
Awesome.
We worked really hard on it. They had fun with it. And, I don't know.
Was this your idea for the class, or did someone come to you about it?
Well, we actually tried last year, and it was one of my students' idea last year, and so this year it was just kind of a given. They came in first week this year and said, we're going to do the video, right?
I love the idea, Mr. Powell. I mean, about taking the headphones off one student to the other, and then as they listen.
Passing it on.
You're still celebrating.
Yeah.
Mr. Powell,
I'm glad y'all noticed.
Have they already spent the money, the $1,500 you're going to get? Do you guys know what you're going to use it for?
Not at all. Of course, they have talked about it, and we may have decided we may need new chairs in our classroom because our chairs are getting kind of beat up. So that's a thought, but... We haven't spent it yet.
I'd get a pony.
A class
Hopefully we're
pony.
Thinking maybe a pet panther for this.
And everybody gets to take it home for the weekend.
One for $1,500.
Well, that just goes to show you tried it last year. You didn't win, but you came back and you are a champion this year.
Exactly.
There you go.
Let's take a listen to Mr. Powell's winning video real quick.
Kelly's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
JC's in the movies.
Yeah.
And Jenna lost the view.
Jenna lost the view.
Jenna lost the view.
Oh, that's funny.
That was great. Talk, it was about us.
It was really cool because they had one pair of headphones and each student passed it to each. It was really a creative video. Yeah, it was wonderful.
I loved it.
Mr. Powell,
thank you.
Who wrote the lyrics to your song, Mr. Powell?
I did.
Yeah.
Good for you, sir.
Oh, it was very good.
My daughter, when you did the part, and Kelly's got a boyfriend, she's like, no! She was so upset. She helped me with those. That was fun.
Well,
we hoped we didn't hurt Jenna's feelings, but we were trying to make her feel good about staying.
Oh, my gosh. I'm totally fine with it. That was funny.
Well, Mr. Powell, you and your class enjoy the $1,500. You improve that bad boy. Show us pictures. Let us know what you end up buying, okay?
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my class wanted to add that we'd really like to talk to One Republic, so if they're watching, make sure they see us.
All right. You're in the running.
That's what I was going to say. You're still in the running for the grand prize, that Skype session with One Republic and sharing the video on their Twitter,
their social media.
So yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Here's what you do know, Mr. Powell, and you can tell the kids, is they will look at your video because they're going to watch it. You're one of the winners, so at least...
you have a 1 out of 3 chance.
Ryan Tedder will know who your kids are.
All right.
All right, Mr. Powell.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Woo.
Give the kids the day off.
All right.
And this time tomorrow, we do the high school division.
By the way, Mr. Powell's and his classroom's video will be up at kidnation.com if you want to take a look at it.
Check it out. It's real cool.
Real cool video.
Yep.
We'll announce the high school winners, like Kelly said, tomorrow morning.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
That'd be fun.
What's that, Kelly?
I have no idea what you just said.
Is my microphone on? Today? Turn on my microphone.
Because we're doing a contest.
I want all of our return music to be marching band music from now.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Makes me want to go to New Orleans or something. Baton Rouge.
I want all our music to be Empire-themed music. What I want. Let's play Beat the Bank. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is your chance to win up to $1,000. Earlier, Daryl Baker won $580. And Jussie Smollett and Yaz the Greatest were in here to play along with them. They're now gone, so you're just going to play with us. So we apologize for that. Did you guys hear about that that girl that got dumped because of her racy picture she was posting on Instagram?
I think I
saw. No, I'm kidding.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Every one of them makes national news.
Right.
This Ukrainian girl was dumped by her politician husband because she kept just posting the sexiest Instagram pictures. Like some of them, I went to research because, you know, it was a national story.
Well, yeah, you have to.
So I was doing my research. And I noticed she was posting like pictures of her bare butt.
Whoa.
And like in some of them, you could actually see like full boob. And this guy's a politician in the Ukraine.
They had nudity policies on.
Where's the Ukraine?
She has Twitter as well. Twitter had the super racy ones.
Mm. If you're European, because European people lay out in the sun all the time on the beach, topless and whatnot. And if you're a politician, I don't see if there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I know. Well, he gave her the heads up and everything. He said, hey, I'm not really liking these super sexy pictures you're posting. Plus, we have a son. So he finally had enough, and he filed for divorce. And now she's left out with nothing, she says. So
I bet she has some takers from the Instagram.
Yeah,
photos.
She won't be. She's pretty hot. She's going to be single, though.
Because that's one of those girls that everybody's like, man, I would date her.
Maybe they were on the way out. And
yeah,
she
was probably just trying.
Girls do that. She was just kind of advertising. Yeah.
See how much further you could take it before he finally dumps you?
No, I was talking about this music. We were just talking about return music, Louisiana. There's a truck that was coming from New Orleans to Dallas. This was yesterday. And the truck, he pulled over. Stuck in the mud. You know, it's been raining a lot, right?
Yeah.
Road's a little muddy. So the truck got stuck in the mud. This particular truck had elephants in the back of it. Yes, elephants for the circus.
They're hauling elephants?
They're hauling elephants for the circus.
They love the mud.
So the truck was kind of leaning over a little bit, and the guy, the driver slash trainer, I guess, gets off of the truck. He gets the elephants off of the truck. And has these elephants, he's trained them to put their heads up against the truck and hold it up and keep it from tipping over until the tow truck could get there and pull the truck out of the mud.
How about that?
I saw this video this morning on the news. It was a trip, but it's the true story. The video ain't gonna lie.
Man, elephants are so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Elephants are cool.
Then I also saw this, speaking of cars and getting people out of predicaments in a car.
Yeah.
This guy, a 21-year-old dude in Winnipeg named Tristan, was driving a girl home from their first date.
Okay.
So this is the first date.
Mm-hmm.
Probably went pretty well.
Yeah.
And they realized that a car had just driven into a house.
Ooh.
And they got out to make sure everybody's okay. That's when they noticed that a 65-year-old driver was still in there. The woman was still in there unconscious.
Oh.
The car caught on fire. Again, this is the first date. Tristan gets out like a macho man, pulls this woman out,
Tristan
saves her life.
Wow.
Marry him.
My hero.
They are now dating.
Of course. There ought to be a service that brothers could solicit that would create these scenarios where we could
be heroes
to impress our women.
Like a bro service. Oh, by the way, the driver was a man. I'm sorry. The guy's name was Steve, but still. We should set up a, like the Tom Cruise thing, where Tom Cruise always ends up saving somebody's life before his movies come out.
Conveniently.
You need a big insurance policy on that service.
Right. So I have just a feeling, in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, like, Al, you're supposed to be the hero here.
Well, you hire stunt people that know what they're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to cost you a pretty dime, but
it's elaborate.
But it'll get you in there. Like, you'll have that girlfriend for life. Well, there you go. I've never had any cool stuff like that.
You've never had a hero moment?
Not like I got a little girl out of the water once because she was under, but it wasn't like somebody in a car. With
I just
a
saved
fire.
A drowning girl. That's it. What?
Well, it was like a quick pull out of the pool. It wasn't
you saved the girl. Didn't you have the stroller go into the canal?
Had the baby that fell into the canal.
That's a hero moment.
That's cool.
What are you? What do you want?
Yeah, I guess I had a couple.
You just need to have someone come up with a press release about your heroic acts. And then other radio shows across the country will talk about them because we'll just make fun of you.
Yeah, you guys made fun of me both times, I think.
Yeah.
So there's that. Thanks.
Beat the Bank.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Let's get to know our contestant, Tamara Nelson. You were caller number 13. Hi, Tamara. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. And it's Tamaria.
Oh, my bad.
Shout out.
Tamaria.
Okay. Tamaria, tell us about you.
Yeah.
I am Tamaria Nelson. Mm-hmm. I work at East Texas Workforce. I'm a career advisor. And I'm ready to win some money.
You're ready to win some money.
I want career advice.
Yeah, I want you to advise me on my career.
Yeah.
Do you do that thing where you make people take tests to show which career they would be best suited for?
No, we don't do that.
No.
How do you advise?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, It's a long story, but long story short, basically, if they need help finding work, we help them. If they come in saying that they need help, we get them on the right track.
Okay, we might need to keep your number for future reference, should one of us need employment.
Yeah, well, one of us might be moving to Ohio for our girlfriends.
What are you looking at me for?
I didn't look at anybody.
Yeah, Kelly was just saying.
I averted my eyes altogether.
Tamaria.
All right, Tamaria.
Do you know how to play Beat the Bank?
Oh, yeah. I stream live with y'all. So
okay.
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Did you listen earlier when Jussie Smollett and Yaz the Greatest were playing along with us?
Yeah, I was listening. I didn't get to see them because I was actually driving.
They were cool.
So I didn't get to see them.
They were very cool brothers.
Well, it's going to be completely different. The money's going to change. Everything's going to change. You just got to make sure you yell stop when you hear the amount that you like the most. Okay, Tamaria?
Okay.
Tamaria.
Like tamarindo. Tamaria.
Hey, you on the radio. You want your name pronounced correctly, JC.
Amen. Get it right.
Work it.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank.
$140. $390. $440. $120. $350. $630.
Stop.
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking.
All right, Tamaria.
I had a sick feeling.
$630, girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do with that kind of cash?
My girls is going to Nationals, my 14-year-old. Her little dribbler team made it to Nationals, so I'm going to help out. I'll give them some of it, but the rest of it. Yeah.
There you go. Good for you, Tamaria.
Tamaria, would you like to play it out and see what you could maybe have won? And see
if
you've
got
the right
that
choice?
Money. It's yours. We're just going to see for fun where it would have stopped.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's check it out. Let's keep it going, Shannon.
$830.
That hurts.
That's okay. Mm. You still got a good prize.
$320.
Mm-hmm. Get back down.
$270.
Ooh, way low.
$920. $130.
$130.
Yeah.
$810.
Oh, back up.
$890.
Oh.
Well, that's all right.
I do not blame you a bit. Yeah,
it's all good.
It's all good.
$630, all yours.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
That's good. Yay.
Yeah.
You didn't get through today. Don't worry. We're going to play again tomorrow.
There you go.
All right. Hold on for us and get your money, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Thank you.
Whew.
Kamaria.
I got that.
I got it. Got it. Oh, man. Oh, she's still got a pretty good amount of money.
Absolutely. I know. We can't be disappointed about that.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Amy Schumer is hosting the MTV Movie Awards this year.
Really?
And we want to hook you up and send you there. One lucky winner and a guest will be off to L.A. for the ultimate VIP weekend. And 10 others will get an award-winning espresso machine by Nescafe Dolce Gusto. So you can make your favorite coffee house drinks at home. So how do you win? Today and tomorrow, the last 2 days we're going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. We're going to act out a scene from a movie that is nominated for an MTV Movie Award. Then you go to KidNation.com before midnight and tell us what movie the scene we acted out is from. So that gives you a clue. It's all movies nominated for an MTV Movie Award.
Quick question. Did your movie get nominated?
No, Al.
It didn't. I didn't know.
It didn't get submitted in time for the nomination.
Maybe we were overlooked.
Ooh, we get to go to the Oscars next year?
Probably go there.
You never know. Never say no.
Why not go there? Today, we have one of those scenes where everybody's going to be acting
again.
Including our very own Shannon Murphy.
That's everybody,
Psycho
everybody.
Shannon.
Shannon, are you ready to make your acting debut in movie in a minute?
I am.
Good. Are you in character?
I am.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, that's Shannon's character all the time.
That's her every time character.
Okay. We practiced our lines. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And action.
What are you wearing?
We're throwing a Robert De Niro party. It should be pretty loud. It should go pretty late, too. I'm a taxi driver De Niro.
Yeah, and I'm a meet the fuckers De Niro. I'm watching you.
Who painted that mole on your face? Did you do that yourself?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, Fokker.
Who are you?
Oh, Sam Jackson. You know, from Jackie Brown.
Hoo-ah!
That's Al Pacino.
That's not even...
The Sin of a Woman.
There's no consistency here. You're all over the place with your references.
Hey, you're upsetting Jinxie the cat.
Just stop doing this stupid stuff. We're sorry.
Hey, when you called the cops, you violated the circle of trust, Fokker.
We're sorry we called the cops, okay?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I didn't see anyone else here.
I don't see anyone else either.
We're trying to talk to you.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides of the inequities.
What are you doing? That's the wrong Sam Jackson speech. Oh, you guys ruin everything. I don't know what you're doing.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides of the inequities of the selfish man and the tyranny of the evil man.
Stop. Go away.
Go away.
What? End scene.
Man.
And
you know, I didn't see that movie, but now, boy, do I want to go rent it.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
I think our comedic timing was off. How are you doing, De Niro?
De Niro, Al?
De Niro.
You don't know who Robert De Niro is?
Of course I do. I saw Meet the Fockers. Now, I may not be able to do a very good impression of De Niro.
That's obvious.
But I saw it. I did see the movie.
De Niro?
De Niro. Did I say De Niro?
Yes. You did. You said De Niro.
I got a cousin named De Niro. That's all.
No, you don't. Go to KidNation.com before midnight. Let us know.
Any clue what we just did?
I have seen this movie twice. Would have had no idea.
Yeah.
Are you serious? It's a pretty epic scene from the movie.
That spot on Sam Jackson didn't give it away?
That was pretty good, Shannon.
You are criticizing her, Sam Jackson, De Niro?
Oh, my gosh.
I was brother. Oh, sorry.
That's it. You gave it away now.
That's sad when we give that rule to Shannon instead of Al.
Wouldn't give it away to me because I didn't see it.
I go straight into the ladies, man. Like, that's my go-to.
That's your go-to.
That's your go-to black person?
Yes.
Leon.
I go straight to Leon Phelps. I'm
Leon.
Sorry.
That's not, what is your query?
Yes, that's my go-to.
Yeah, because I didn't see it. I didn't know if the brother in the movie. Never mind.
If the Kabathier. Yeah. I love Ladies Man. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Too. Yeah.
Go to KidNation.com. Let us know what movie that is. Pretty obvious. I mean, come on. It's just as obvious as yesterday's.
If you've seen them, it's obvious. Maybe.
Maybe.
Have you not seen any of the movies?
I have only seen the day ones. I saw Mondays.
Oh.
I don't see movies like I used to. Having a child dampens your movie-going enthusiasm.
A lot of these movies aren't ones that Kelly would even seek out.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing them. I just when have I had time?
Kelly's busy.
I am busy.
Kelly got stuff to do.
And if
Emma
Kelly can't see it, then I have to get a sitter.
Yeah.
Just get it when she goes to sleep. That's what I do. Boom.
I'm asleep when she goes
maybe
to sleep.
Now that she has a man in her life, they will
maybe
be
we'll start watching movies together.
No, they're going to watch like The Princess Bride.
Movie.
We've already seen that.
Uh-huh.
We already watched that together.
By the way, I asked and I received because Tinder Wolf put up the best tweet ever yesterday. Al, I loved it.
JC is in love with him. I'm starting to
believe. I think I like him more than Kelly.
You may lose him to JC.
I know, right?
He made me, like, you know how you laugh at a tweet and you know that guy's got me.
Tinder Bear is Kelly's boyfriend who she met on Tinder.
This guy gets me.
You're married, JC.
I know I'm married.
All right,
you're straight, JC.
What did Kelly's boyfriend tweet?
Well, yesterday, and it made me chuckle. I saw it this morning. He posted a picture of a wolf.
Of a wolf?
A wolf.
Okay.
Just a wolf. And it's like sunset, and the wolf is howling. And he put on the tweet,
please.
Hashtag.
Please tell me he does this noise when y'all are.
No, stop it.
Hashtag Tinder works.
I can
Tinder
see that.
Works.
I can see that.
And then he took it down because I give him Kelly. Such a hard time all the time about being corny. And he took it down and I said, well, JC really thought that was funny, so could you please put it back up? And he did.
Tinder Wolf is my spirit animal.
I'm so excited for the things I'm going to do with my animal face
app. Oh, man.
Like, I want to invite him to New York and stay in my room.
Kelly, give me a picture of the two.
Go ahead.
You.
I would love that.
No,
and I
then
could sneak
steal
over
him.
In the middle of the night.
No, no. Come over to my room.
And I'll
room.
Be hearing howling down the hallway. Tinder Wolf's in New York.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.